Hey there, everybody who's watching the live stream. It's so nice to be with you on this Monday. Yes, this Monday edition, Monday Miles of Chasing Miles, my new podcast, my new focus, as I have a goal to run a 5K by May in 8 weeks from today. I have 8 more weeks. And of course, to run a half marathon in November, the first week of November, in Joshua Tree National Park in the beautiful state of California. So, it's so good. It's so nice. This new format, this new focus. And I have to say, it's been wonderful. I want to thank everybody who is watching new, the new watchers. We have a lot of new subscribers and new faces, new comments. It's been really good over the last couple of weeks. We had an amazing storm today. Unbelievable weather. We've been having rain and lots of precipitation, and it is just so green. I can share with you how it looks. This is just at the end of my street. We have the foot of the Cleveland National Forest. And while it's really not a forest, like with trees, it is so green right now. Typically, this looks brown and gray and maybe a little bit of dark green. But right now, because of all of the beautiful rain that we've been receiving, it's just so lush. And earlier on the weekend, I went out and experienced this incredible beauty just getting into this. And this is just like the most ideal place to be running. And now you can be running what you're looking at. That's all protected area there. And they're trying to regenerate a lot of the growth. So they have trails and roads that cut through. But as you're running, you see it just drops right off into the valley. And then you can look across, and this is goes all the way till you see in that distance, that peak is Mount Cuyamaca, which I believe is at a height of about 8,000 feet. This is at about 2,000 foot elevation. But you can see here, it's just a totally zen place to be. Just absolutely gorgeous views as you train out here. And it is a little vertical as you go up, but once you get to the top, you can run along these ridges and kind of look out and just see this. But it's very, very inspiring, very, very beautiful to be here. And that's the time of the year. And it's cool because it's been raining. So lucky, right? So lucky to have this weather, because in a couple weeks, the oven is going to turn on a little bit. It's going to start to get warm, and I'm going to have to get out really early before the sun comes above the mountains and just toasts everything and the rain goes away. But it's good to see you. And Chris, it's a name from the past. Chris, darling, how are you? I'm glad you enjoy the new format and watching the show either on Facebook or on YouTube. It's good to see you. And I'll be recording this. If you missed this, you're probably watching it live on the stream, so you found me. And also, I take the audio from this and post it as a podcast along with recordings that I do on the road. So as you may or may not know, I've been sharing this journey, right? So I am an old, out of shape fat man. That's what I've become over the years. You know, the last 5 years, I've really drifted away from running, which used to be a great passion of mine. I had a little club called the Slow Runners Club and a podcast. And over the years, it was great. I managed to finish 4 marathons in my career, many half marathons. I did some coaching as well. I followed Jeff Galloway. I went to his university. Not to become a Galloway coach, but you know, I went and trained with him, and it was just an amazing experience learning how to run and learning how to do all these things. But then, you know, a few years ago, the world kind of changed and I kind of settled back in my ways. And over time, the good life, you know what it is, the couch, yeah, the gravity, the chair, the screens, the sitting, the eating, the ease of life. It is so easy. Right. It's so easy just to sit back and do nothing and let the world go by, right? And not go outside, just stay in. It's much safer in here, right? That's what they were trying to convince us to stay inside for so long. Getting outside changes everything, especially where I live with the opportunities that I have and the beautiful place that I live, as I shared with you. Getting outside makes all the difference in the world. And as I turned 60 in December, it rang like a bell. I had to do something. And I had to do something in a way that was significant and meaningful. And I knew that in order to turn my physical self around, to recapture my well-being, it had to be something hairy and audacious. So I thought something like, yeah, I'll run a 5K by May. But I was like, 5K? Yeah, I can do that. It's going to be hard. And it is. Let me tell you, I'm going to share with you about that, because I started, you know, 30 days ago, as I'm going to share. And the reason why I started 30 days ago, I was traveling quite a bit. And I'll talk about that in a sec. But the 5K wasn't enough. It had to be something just a little further, something that made me a little bit nauseous, to be honest, because I've done half marathons before. And now that I'm older, knowing what it takes to finish 13.1 miles at a time, even a marathon, just insane. I mean, you really have to push yourself. You have to completely drain yourself. You have to be ready to show up. And it's not just for the event. It's for all the training and the time and the preparation and the transformation. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to be giving you a recap of the 30 days, the first 30 days of my training to get back to half marathon shape after 5 years of just not caring, of disrepair, of letting it go, of becoming fat, old, just out of shape. I mean, poor, just poor physically. Like, you ever see motivational speakers sometimes or life coaches, they'll put up this spider chart where each peak is a different part of your life. You know, this is your financial, this is your relationships, this is your home, this is all these different things. And you're supposed to get them all to the edge, right? So it's everything is on full. And we know we can't do all of that. It kind of moves around. But the physical one, that's the one that was the lowest for me. And it's true. I know this for sure now. After 30 days. 30 days of running. So I ran 30 times. I went out. I took a couple of breaks. I think 2 days I took a break. One because I had a bit of a runny nose, and another because at my age, you got to add some breaks. And I don't want to overdo it and injure myself. I'm not streaking. I'm not taking all my clothes and running outside every day. I could, but trust me, probably not. But I have been doing this. So it's 30 days of running 30 times, sometimes twice in a day on treadmill, mostly outside. I've been getting out pretty much every day, either to walk, run, or run to get it out. And what I'm going to do today is share with you the results, what I have discovered. But before we do that, I can see there are more people in the house. Yeah, Laura says, the trail you ran is so beautiful. I would love to do it too. Yeah, you should come out and run the trails out here. There's so many more. I'm just scratching the surface of the beautiful places that we have here to run here in San Diego County. It's amazing. But today I am here to share with you what I've learned, what I've taken away from all of this incredible effort, right? 30 days of doing this as I click on the buttons and find out where everything is making it all work. So I remember 30 days, and here's what happened. I have 10 things that I've discovered. But the first thing that I realized was that I found my rhythm. I realized the importance of making running a daily habit, even when life tried to get in the way, and even when I had excuses or it was raining outside. It was all about consistency. And I talked a lot about consistency last week on the show, right? Consistency is what it's all about. It almost doesn't matter what method you use, what diet you use, what practice you use, as long as you use it. The key is in the doing. And by going out each day and getting something done, at least something, I found my rhythm. And now going out just feels like part of a normal part of my day. Like I carve out that time, even when I'm working and I'm busy. I'll just make sure I can protect an hour or half an hour. Or maybe I'll split it up like 30 minutes, 20 minutes. And I'll get out there. Also, I put a treadmill in front of the TV, one in the garage. I've got all my running gear set up strategically so I could just put it right on and get out and do the work. It's not going to get done without doing the work, at least for me, that is. So that's the first one, was just finding my rhythm and rebuilding that habit. Number two, and this is an important one, was building strength. Yes, building strength, even though it's not like going to the gym or lifting weights or doing the routine that way. Getting out each day, you're not only building strength in your muscles, you're building that internal strength. Each step to my goal added to my stamina, my mental resilience. And I learned where my limits are really quickly. It's one of the things I always talk about with running. If you go out and you run, I mean, you really run, you will quickly find where that edge is, where the line is. And then you'll have the opportunity to cross it if you want to, or pull back and then come back to it, come back, right? If you're not sure where your edges are, go for a run, you'll find them. And then also how pushing just a bit further wasn't as hard as I thought. It was scary, yeah, and it hurt a little bit, and it wasn't pretty, trust me on that one. I look at, you know, a sausage when I'm running, and I wear neon yellow or neon orange, so there's no question. I've arrived. Dogs are looking at me like, what are you doing? Why is it so difficult? It shouldn't have to be, but if you don't run, if you sit, if you stay on the couch, getting out and running is hard. Now, I know not everyone is ready to run, whether it be walking or skipping or riding your bike. Having that opportunity to do some aerobic exercise or push yourself so your heart starts beating, you will quickly get to that line, right? And then have an opportunity to cross it. And what that does, as I mentioned before, it gives you an opportunity to build strength inside and out. The next thing on the list, number three, is learning to pivot. Yes, pivot to move, not just physically, but by adapting my runs to fit in my day and to change my mood about this rather than resisting to going for it, regardless of what I'm thinking. It taught me all about flexibility, being adaptable. Running became in a form a moving meditation, right? It's time to be truly in the moment. When Buddhist churches or in practice halls, there's a bell, right? And the bell, the gong, it gives you a chance to focus on the breath and focus on the moment as you hear that beat of the gong and the ring as it dissipates, right? That moment. When you're running, every time your foot hits the ground, it's like a ringing of the bell, right? And if you don't pay attention to that, sometimes you put a podcast on, you're listening to music, you're looking up in the sky, or you check your watch, and there's a rock or a root or something, you stumble and you get used to that. But you have to stay in the moment to be in control of where your feet are landing. So it always brings you to that moment, to that edge, to that boundary. That's number three. Number four is tuning into my body. Yeah, my body, something I pretty much ignored for the last 5 years. Like, I'd walk by a mirror and say, no way, I'm not even going to look. I'd just keep my eyes down or just use it for what I had to. But I knew I was drifting away from the physicality, the fitness that I once had to finish 4 marathons. In fact, 2 of those marathons, the Chicago and the Marine Corps, I did in the same month. In the same month, within 30 days. It was crazy, but I did that. So tuning into my body, I became more aware of what my body needed, whether it was rest or better nutrition, to hydrate, drink water, or just to slow it down, just to push it, right? To keep going without injuries, without blindly moving. And 30 days, every day, that 30th day, you're more in control, you're more confident than that first week. Oh man, that first week was tough. But that gave me an opportunity to tune in very quickly to this awful station that played awful songs like, why am I so bad? Am I so slow? And I felt regret. I felt regret over what I had done over all of this time. Why did I let it go so long? A little bit of regret, but that is the fuel that keeps me going, right? So we're about halfway done with this list now. Number 5, and this is the fun one, is getting the gear. Yeah, the gear, what you wear, finding the right shoes and the comfortable outfit that you wear when you're running. And I pulled out all my old stuff from the garage and I was like, oh yeah, it was fine. And even though it's a little out of style being 5 years old, it still worked. It's still in good condition. And some stuff you don't even see, so it doesn't even matter, like the socks and whatnot. But finding the right gear made a world of difference. And I'm still figuring out. There's new stuff like getting the right hats or just everything correctly. I got the new watch, which I've been talking about, which has been so great. It's like I could hear my body and my soul just thank me because I'm using the right stuff, right?
Yes.
This is the way it's done now, I remember. It was like getting acquainted to an old friend. Number six on the list is embracing the calm. Running became my stress buster. Yes, it chilled me out. Better mood, more balanced emotions. And surprisingly, I started sleeping better. Why? Because I was truly tired. I was using my body for something more than just sitting and thinking and watching and eating. Wow, that digesting is wiping me out. I slept so long, I should take a nap. I'm sure you've all said that, right? But by running, it gives you a chance to just burn off that aggression, the aggro, right? That stress. You go out and run. You're like, yes, the problems don't go away. You still have to deal with the things that might frustrate you. But it'll relieve some of that stress, especially that physical stress. It just beats it out with each footfall. You relax. You relax. And the runners watching say, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Number seven, and this is the fun one, is that you discover yourself. You when you're running, you can certainly plug into a podcast or the music or try to distract yourself. But even with those tactics, you're going to show up somewhere. You're going to show up somewhere. And of course, you're inside there with you. It's the two of you. It's the one that does the thinking. I tell myself that, well, there's a teller and there's a listener, right? So there's actually two of you because you have a bicameral brain. You have two halves, right? So there's this conversation going in your head and you will discover yourself. You understand how that's so weird, right? You're discovering you. It's not like it's just one, it's two. There's one talking and one listening. When I talk to myself, I got to tell myself, right? Well, you will on a run. And I found out more about what I liked, what my strengths were, how I could set goals and try to achieve them, even in one day, even in 1 minute, in one moment. And that could lead to big changes in other parts of my life. You know, I use running and fitness and this challenge as an analogy for all things that are difficult, right? If you can do this, you certainly can do that. And so that doesn't bode well to all of the things that I've been putting off. Right. Well, if you have time for this, you should have time for that. But you know about your inner strength. You know about what you can do. And if you can do this, you can do anything. Number eight's a good one. And this has been probably the funnest part of it all, is joining the crowd. Yes, coming back to the community I used to be so much a part of. I've joined some of the old running groups that I was a part of. The Extra Mile podcast. Hey, Kevin, how are you? If you're watching or you're listening. And on other groups, all my old friends that I used to run with, I'm kind of hooking up to them. And my old listeners are coming back like, oh my God, the OG is back. The OG at running podcasts. By sharing my ups and downs and learning from others in this running community, I realized there's just so much support and there's power to that support. And that motivates you. You're running with everyone, even if it's a virtual community. There's a lot of encouragement. There's a lot of cheering that goes on, especially with apps like Garmin's Connect and Strava and other places, Facebook. I get all of these great way to goes. Even on YouTube, people I don't even know are like, yeah, I'm with you. I feel you. I was there before, or I'm heading there. You've inspired me to get started. So by you joining the crowd, there's inertia, there's momentum that gets you going. Promised, I promise. Number nine is just boosting your whole day. Who knew running can make me, at least, more focused and creative in my work, right? It is. It helps. I have to believe that by getting outside, you're actually helping your brain and your body, and that's going to help you think stronger. But I feel like I have some better ideas, at least more energy when I'm at work. I'm no longer experiencing after 30 days that like 3 or 4 o'clock, a lull, like the kind of lull. I don't know if you ever experienced that. And I used to have to always grab a really strong cup of coffee at 3:30, or I'd be like falling out. If you go run in the morning, you won't feel that. You might be tired, you might be sore, but you don't feel that. By getting that boost, that, you know, bringing your heart rate up, right, going into a higher heart rate zone for just a little moment, like 20 minutes or so, that'll give you energy through the whole day. It's like an energy factory. I don't know how it works, but I'm sure somebody does. There's scientists among us who can explain that. I'm just telling you from anecdotal evidence that that afternoon cup of coffee has been a lot more optional. In fact, I've switched to tea. Sometimes just like green tea, just, you know, whatever's beneficial. It's like unlocking part of you that you didn't even know was there, right? This energetic, awake part of you, right? Just by getting out each day and doing something, mostly the running, right? That brings that energy back in. And the last thing, and I think this is probably the most important one, the last for best, it's running towards joy. Yes, there's a deep joy, not just in meeting my goals and checking off the list and filling the box, but in this journey. The journey itself brings joy. I'm grateful for every step that shows me what I'm capable of. I'm grateful for having an opportunity or living in a life where I can go out and see these things and do these things and challenge myself and become more, not less. Not everybody has that. It's a great privilege, and that brings me much joy. And I am very grateful for all of you who are watching and sending me positive comments and stuff like that. It's been wonderful. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So before we go, I promised you I was going to give you the results. This is what you've all been waiting for. These are the results. This is what I've achieved in the 30 days of running. 30 days of running. So I've been running for 4.5 weeks. 30 days, 4.5 weeks. I started around, I guess it would be February 14th, and now it's February 18th. So it's a little bit longer than 30 days technically, right? But I've gone out 30 times over the last 4.5 weeks. And in that time, I've run 60 miles. Yes, I've added it all up. It was like 59.75. We'll just round that up to 60 miles. I've gone out for 60 miles, which still seems kind of low to the ego side of my brain. Although I used to run, you know, way more than that in a month. But I'm really impressed. I'm going from 0 to 60 in 30 days. So I cannot believe I was able to do that, but it took really pushing myself to get in that number. The next one may not be clear to everybody, but there's a measure, a very important one called VO2 max. And what VO2 max is about is your body's ability to convert oxygen into energy. It's efficiency, right? And my VO2 max has always been pretty low. I think at best I was around in the 40s, maybe 50 on a good day when it was at my top condition more than 10 years ago. But right now, when I started, I was at 28. And even Garmin said, whore, in the red. Oh, dude, you, at Garmin, and your watch, this watch and the app, it'll tell you like it is. And it'll let you know you're in the red. This is bad. And that's motivating. So, and it's hard to change your VO2 max. You got to do the work. So for example, if you land on your altitude, your cruising altitude, and you're just kind of running and you're maintaining, your VO2 max is not going to improve. Even if you make every workout, your body's going to become used to it. So the only way to improve your VO2 max is by going harder. And then you become used to that hard, and you have to go even harder or longer or further, or you have to lose weight. So I am so happy to say that I've moved, and higher is better. Like athletes can have really elite athletes, 80, 90, VO2 max, even close, almost towards 100. Nobody has 100, but it's pretty up there for the super elite. So I moved from 28 in 30 days, 2 points to 30 I'm in the 30s. Yes, I'm back. I'm back. And that was great. It's really hard to move that ticker. So I moved from 28 to 30. And we'll see. Hopefully that keeps moving forward. Also, when I first started, I was averaging, because I do run walking, you know, I run a little bit, walk a little bit, run a little bit. I started, I was at a more than 17 minute mile pace. And sometimes I would get to 16 and a half, but I was between a 17 and a 16 and a half minute pace. And now my average is more like low 15 to mid 15 minute mile, which is great, you know, just because I've been doing it so often. But I'm back to my 15 minute mile pace, and that's including walking breaks. I'm actually running at about a 12 and a half minute mile. I did that on the treadmill. Treadmill, everything's controlled and there's not a lot of stress. I think I did a 5K, and the average minute mile pace was about 12:50, 12:40, which was much faster. But outside, it's completely different here, especially we got hills, we've got rocks. I run on trails, so it's much, much slower. And now here's the big one. This is the big one that you've all been waiting for. And this one is amazing. And before I get there, I want to show you something. I'm grabbing back. I'll be reviewing this coming up. I got this new little present because of what happened. This is the Garmin Index S2. It's the Index X2. This is the wireless digital scale body monitor that goes along with the whole Garmin ecosystem. I'm using the watch and the app and a heart monitor, and I thought it would be good to get the scale. It's a nice, nice scale. I have a pretty good digital scale, but I got this because it goes right into the app and you don't have to enter it. I was manually entering the weight. But the reason why I got that is because I dropped 7 pounds in 30 days. That's right, 7 pounds. I went from 227 when I got off the plane from India. The food was so good. I was in India for a week for work, and the food was so good, and I was working, and I was hardly getting out. I did one treadmill run when I was at the gym in the hotel. Besides that, I was just came back, and I was just too big, too unfit, and that's where I started. So my before picture, 227, I was not proud of that. I think like 230 was probably the biggest, or 232, somewhere around the biggest I've ever been. And I mean, it's just all in my belly. It's all in my belly, and that happens to a lot of men my age in their 60s. It goes right there. But I have dropped 7 pounds. I'm down to 220. I came in from the beautiful trail run. If you go to my videos on YouTube or watch me on Facebook, you see what I've been posting. There's going to be more of those. So we got 7 pounds down, and I've still got to go more. My goal is to get back down to 200. When I was training and running the marathons, it was around 200. I'm not crazy. I don't want to get really that thin or that light. And I was thinking about getting my fitness pal and starting to track all my calories and all of those things, but it's already working, right? And so I'm being careful with what I eat, what I drink. I've cut back on my alcohol. Maybe a beer a week, maybe a beer or two a week. On the weekend, I'll have a beer, but I'm not drinking a beer every day. Usually we do like just one beer a day or a glass of wine a day. Maybe two on the weekend, but that's about my limit. I'm not a super big drinker. And it was more the eating and the snacking and all of that stuff. But when you're running, when you're going out to run, you take care of that. And also, like on this weekend, I think I burned like 3,000 calories. I ran a 5K on Saturday and then I hiked 4 miles up a mountain Sunday. My legs are sore. Today's a rest day. That's for sure. That is for sure. I will walk on the treadmill after this is over, just to get some steps in. But I was gladly taking today as a rest day, and I wanted to share that with you. So those are the results of 30 days of running pretty much every day, or at least getting out to walk out in the last 4.5 weeks. 60 miles, I improved my VO2 max to 30 from 28. I increased my minutes per mile from 17 to 15. And then I dropped 7 pounds from 227 to 220. I still have a way to go. I got 20 more pounds, burning 20, baby, burning 20. Do you remember that little show? Yeah, I'm back. It's back. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. All of it. And I'll be taking you with me. So definitely check out the videos, check out the posts on Facebook. I'll be putting out shorts. This is my new focus for this year, at least until November. And I'll be taking you on the journey, and I'll be getting out around town. There's some more really beautiful places, especially this time of the year. We're just about ready to go into super bloom, where all of the mountain flowers go. I'll hopefully get out to some of those trails and show you some places, then maybe even cross the border, go running in Tijuana or someplace crazy in Mexico or somewhere else. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. The sky's the limit. We'll have some guests on here. But I'm doing this to inspire you to get started. You don't have to be crazy like me and run every day or do something nuts, run a marathon or anything like that. Not for everybody. This is the thing I like to do. But I do want to impart on you this idea of taking care of this part of you, which is your body, is so important and often overlooked, especially by folks who are creating content or doing anything creative. They're focusing on the thing that they create. And they forget they also have to focus on the thing that creates, the creator, right? The body. The body needs to be in good condition, especially as I've reached 60. I don't want to fall off that cliff. And the whole mountain journey I went on Sunday, being right on the edge of that mountain, really showed me that I don't want to fall down into that valley. It's so rapid that you just drop down so quickly. I'm not interested in playing that game. I'm going to be running on the ridges, running on the edges, running to the top, not to the bottom. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So going back to the comments before we say goodbye, Chris says, love the commitment and hearing the results. It's awesome. Thank you. What? That's so awesome. Thank you, Anna. Congratulations. It took me 90 days to lose 70 pounds. Yeah, it's a thing, right? Guys tend to lose faster. I don't know what it is. Yep. So easy. Yeah, it's all water, right? It's all probably just water, right? Steve, I know you're watching. Steve knows, right? I'm not sure if it's fat, but I am also watching my heart. I wear a heart rate monitor, and I'm trying to spend most of my time in zone, not above zone 3, in the fat burning mode. So I'm going really slow and much slower than I can go, but I know that's better. I don't want to injure myself. And, you know, it's about building my stamina, my endurance, and my stick-to-itiveness. And I know at least I can finish a 5K. I've already run a few of them in my training, and we've got 8 weeks to go to the race. So exciting. I'm looking at some other races that I might do before November. We'll see, you know, I might make up some of my own or maybe do some virtuals and see what that's like. Virtual races where you kind of run with other people online, or you sign up, you get the medal, but, you know, you kind of just send them your Garmin or your Strava and they're like, yep, you went that distance. Congratulations. And they give you a, you know, certificate completion, which is cool. So that should be fun. So thank you all for watching. I really appreciate it. Be sure you like, hit and subscribe and do all the things. Leave me the comments. I love it. And look forward for the videos coming up this week. There's some really good things that are coming. And thank you for watching, everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Go chase those miles now. We will talk to you before you know it. Bye.